Proclamation number 4133 of 1st of October, 1947. Spiritual communion substitute for renunciations and disappointments. Spiritual communion has to compensate you for what you are denied, for you receive my word as a sign of my love, and you can always draw the strength for renewed loving activity from the connection with me. It is indeed a renunciation which is not caused by my will, yet it is not detrimental to the soul insofar as that it pushes all the more intimately towards me and is also seized by my love. For I do not deny myself to any of my living creations, I draw to myself what does not resist me and make happy what hands itself over to me. And if you therefore receive my word, I no longer cover my face but I let it shine and its rays fall into your heart. And they will light up, the fire of love will be ablaze and scatter its sparks in all directions, and they will no longer be able to be extinguished because the embers are too great. It is a fire which has me as its source, the eternal fire, ardent and everlasting love. And love must therefore awaken everything to life that enters its circuit. Nothing can resist love because this is my will, and my plan from eternity also provides for that which brings about the release of love. True love balances and does not refuse, it tolerates and forgives, it gives and makes happy, it shares in the suffering and hardship of the other, but it also sees the highest happiness in union. But anyone who has my word should not lack love. He should only entrust himself to me and let me alone rule, and his path through life will be well organized. He will realize what helps him to attain maturity of soul and never ever doubt my love and grace, which grants him everything and wants to deny nothing. Amen.